Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
NAR settlement. Are you guys tired of hearing about it yet? Well, hey, we just got some news today. So we're going to tell you the latest development and then give you three key points that all agents, brokers, managers, everyone in the business should really know. And we're going to boil it down to three key things that I think are most important. So let's get started. Hey, everybody, Mike Ferrante here with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We're realtors serving basically the northern half of Ohio, from Cleveland down to Columbus and Lorain County all the way out to Ashtabula. Any real estate needs you have, please hit us up. It's 21mike.com. You can email me directly, mike@21mike.com, and you'll be talking to the number one Century 21 team in the world. Right, Tony?
And you hear the crowd go wild.
That's right. Speaking of awesome companies and brokers and all that kind of thing, also award-winning brokerage Homestar, we've got Tony Geraci, broker owner here, and he brings his, 31 years now, Tony, of expertise?
Yep. First week of June back in 1993. So how many years ago is that? 93. Yeah, that's right. So a long time ago.
31 years. Tony started out as an agent, spent some time at Purdue. And where else, Tony? You came back to Ohio to finish school, right?
Cleveland State. Good old state.
Awesome. So anyway, you can hit up Tony, Ohio agents, if you're interested in talking to Tony about Homestar and all the great benefits we have, hit him up, 216-374-1269. And of course, you can watch Tony's daily show. What's that, Real Estate Workouts, Tony? Is that what you call it?
Yep, almost every day, at least three times a week.
Hey, working out three times a week is better than none.
Exactly. And after today, usually I take Tuesdays off. I got two Zooms, you and Debbie right after each other, so...
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's get rolling here. We want to get to the matter at hand. Like I said, there's some news that just I got notified about it today. So if you guys are watching your NAR emails, there's a development on the change of the date that all this proposed settlement is likely going to take effect. And then also we're going to boil down three key takeaways that I think every agent, broker, manager should know. So Tony, let me start with that news. I don't know if you saw that email that came out from NAR, but there's a new date. It's effective August 17th. So this settlement and all the changes that are happening, the proposed effective date is August 17th. We had heard July initially, but hey, if you're smart, you're already beginning to implement these changes like we are, right, Tony? You as a broker, why don't you talk for a second about not necessarily details, but what kinds of things should broker owners, managers be thinking about and talking to their agents about?
Sure. Just real main thing is just what is happening with the commission and on the MLS. So a lot of still, you know, even though the amount of videos and the information we send out, I still get I'm on the phone all day long with agents and still get agents that are concerned, like, how do we get paid? And got to go through that whole conversation. But that's why we're doing it as a company, is going agent to agent to agent to agent, one on one, and trying to explain. And then soon, hopefully your company, if you're not obviously with Centro and Homestar, you'll have any updated listing agreements or buyer agreements and systems and ideas and training in place on how to handle the changes, which again, which I feel are and can be very good things, and agents can implement very good changes.
Awesome. That's a great summary, Tony. And of course, state to state, things are a little different, how agency works. So one of the things from the settlement, and this is sort of a fourth point, but that the changes will apply state by state. So a lot of it, as you read this article, and by the way, guys, if you want me to forward you the article, it came from NAR, so you probably all got it, but I'd be happy to forward it to you. Hit me up, mike@21mike.com. But many of the FAQ answers specifically say, well, it depends on your state, you know, follow the rules of your state. So there's going to be some changes in paperwork, buyer's agency agreements. And frankly, that's number one on my list of what is changing. Kind of like in Ohio, we have a document document called the Consumer's Guide to Agency, which we must give to each and every client at the first substantial meeting that we have with them. And Tony, I don't think a lot of agents really do it at the first meeting. I think they do say, oh, I'll get to that later. Guys, you are going to have a buyer's agreement signed with a buyer before you show them houses. Now, again, state to state, that will vary. And Tony, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm curious your opinion on this. I think that the boards and the states are going to be checking, because this is so huge. I think they're going to have checkers making sure that agents are doing this. What do you think, Tony?
Oh, definitely. And I hope in Ohio, just buyer's agreements, that the state of Ohio is going to use this and jump on it. And just like other states, is going to require buyer's agreements with buyers before you show properties, just like in some other states too. So they're just going to piggyback off of this. How long it'll take, I don't know. So,
yeah. Well, to me, that's number one. That's the number one takeaway, is that according to the proposed settlement, they will be required on a national level. I don't know how Ohio could deviate from that. But guys, please get them signed and talk to your brokers and managers about possibly having different buyer's agreements. Tony, we've been talking about unrepresented buyer's agreements. You have to have something signed, and it has to coincide with the laws of your state.
Exactly. And just what I've been explaining to agents, trying to explain that, because we've always had, or for decades, a like we call it a authorization to show form, which is like if you represent a buyer and they're looking at a for sale by owner, we're not a dual agent. We represent the buyer, kind of reverse. So I've been trying to explain to agents that, oh yeah, that makes sense. So now it's reverse. You represent the seller as agency, but you do some work for the buyer, but you're not looking out for their best interest. So just for agents, just I want to get that little clarification that might connect the two.
Yeah, for sure. And Scott made a comment that MLSs will be implementing things. You know, one of the interesting Q&A FAQ questions on the list I got from NAR, it specifically asked, will we be required to send those buyer's agency agreement forms into our boards, our companies, our MLSs? Now, company to company, again, that's company policy, but they specifically said, no, we're not sending these forms to the MLS, to the state. You better have them for your files. And guys, if you've taken any of my CE classes here in Ohio, I hope you all remember how long you keep your documents. Everybody, say it in unison. We keep our documents in Ohio, at least for 3 years. So all those buyer's agreements, you better have them, just like you better have your consumer's guide or whatever it's called in your state, and any other mandatory documents. So that's number one, Tony. To me, that is the biggest change that I think is happening, is that if it's not already mandatory in your state, across the board, buyer's agreement signed before you even show a house. Can't stress it enough. Number two, Tony, and you already alluded to it, no commission posted in the MLS. Okay, we can't put it in the remarks. We can't put it in a field. It will be stricken from the MLS's. No commission listed in the MLS. So how the heck do we know how much we're going to get paid, Tony?
My opinion? My opinion, what I've been telling agents is that, again, a lot of people differ on this. You don't have to worry about that as a buyer's agent, because you have a buyer's agreement that always already you've already worked that out with the buyer, how you're going to get paid. So you shouldn't be worried about if the seller wants to or doesn't want to or not. This is my opinion, because you already had the discussion with the buyer, how you're going to pay it and how much you're going to get paid, no matter what listing you find. Now, there's a whole different discussion to that. Or for the agents that really want to know, you could call the sellers up. But the one other thing is, not to talk more about training, is even if that seller said, that listing agent said, well, my seller said they'll agree to pay X. If you already agreed to more with your buyer, you could still go in it more. That's no problem, because what you have in the buyer agreement trumps what's in the listing and what the seller wants to pay. If that makes sense, but I could go over one-on-one with agents to make sure.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, Tony. So guys, if you're following rule number one and getting your buyer's agreement signed, then it really doesn't matter. I was thinking, oh man, I'm gonna have to call every single listing agent and find out what the compensation is that's being offered. But frankly, you're right, Tony. I think you just write it in the offer, and the verbiage goes something like this. Again, not an attorney here, but it should say something like, seller agrees to pay buyer agency fee of blank. Whatever it is, that agreement, it could be anything, flat fee, percentage, whatever it is. Ask the seller to pay it, whatever it is. Because the other part of this, Tony, and I know you and I talked about this, we won't be allowed to be paid more than what's on the buyer's agreement. So if my buyer's agreement says X, but the seller is offering to pay X plus something else, nope, I can only get paid X, whatever is on the buyer's agreement. I'm understanding that correctly, right, Tony?
Correct. No, I've read that several times, and the only gray area some agents are bringing up is if you could say up to or more. My opinion is you don't do that. Just put in a dollar amount, a percentage, and leave it that way. Not more of this or that. You should know what you want to get paid. A
That's
percentage
right.
does matter. Who's paying for what or what? And every buyer's going to be different. So just to jump one more second. I think what I've been really pushing for listing agents, and I've been telling listing agents, please don't promise your sellers anything because you don't know what's going to come. It's like promising a seller now that you're never going to get a buyer that's going to ask for a closing cost. You can't say that. They're going to be buyers. You can't promise the seller that I promise you, you're not going to pay this or that. We don't know until the buyers bring their offers, and if and when and what they want you to compensate them through their buyer's suggestion or buyer's request.
Yeah. So, Tony, the verbiage I saw in the email that I got from NAR specifically said these words, no open-ended agreements. So I think your advice about being very specific is important. Be very specific, no open-ended agreements. And then the other part of that is, and Scott and I talked about this a little bit. What do we do when there's bonuses offered or are bonuses a thing of the past? It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. We've seen builders offering bonuses if they have new construction sitting for a while. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, NAR also says you can have more than one agreement with a buyer. So I'm wondering if there's going to be one agreement that says, well, here's what you pay me, and maybe there's a separate agreement that says, I'm allowed to collect a bonus. I don't know how that's going to shake out, so I think we all have to kind of stand by and see what our brokers and managers and companies tell us about bonuses. You haven't heard anything yet, have you, Tony?
No, but I just and I'm not promoting this whatsoever, and I hope it doesn't happen often. But what's to stop somebody from voiding one contract buyer agreement and starting a new one? But again, you're supposed to before you show the property. So that's because I've had a couple agents like, well, what happens if someone's paying me more and I start a new one? But again, this is before you show the property. So if you show the property, find out they're after more, then you get a buyer. You can't do that. So it's a slippery slope with that.
So that's the second thing, Tony.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. The 21 Mike team is the number one team globally for Century 21. Ohio realtors, we are looking for more great agents. Set up a confidential appointment with Mike. Just email mike@21mike.com.
The third thing that I really read a little more carefully this time around is who's covered. Okay. And I know a lot of people are bashing NAR saying, what's the point of being a realtor? Why do I pay these dues? I read this section like three times this morning. And basically, if you're a member of NAR, you're covered in this settlement. You don't have to worry about getting sued separately. Okay, now there's one group, and I'm not picking on these guys because I say God bless them. If you want to keep fighting it, great. It's Home Services of America, Berkshire Hathaway. They have not settled and they're not part of the settlement. So it's going to be interesting to see, that's Warren Buffett. Who knows? Maybe Warren Buffett knows something we don't know. But my understanding is that if you're a member of NAR and you opt in, that you're covered. And I know, Tony, we're part of Anywhere, which is the parent company, and we've got Century 21, Coldwell Banker, Better Homes and Gardens, Sotheby's. So all covered. So homes, you don't have to worry, right?
Right. And don't quote me on this, but I kind of saw an article the other day. I didn't even think about this at, because a lot of agents going, oh my gosh, after this, NAR is going to lose a lot of members or people are going to leave. Again, I don't know how, these are big corporations with lots of things going on and union and trade organizations. They probably know a lot of things going on, but I read an article that we might have a huge increase in people because now their NAR is offering to not, they're trying to offer settlement to non-companies and non-agents that are not members now, somehow trying to do that. And probably my opinion is to try to get more members. And there's another million or plus company members out there. They're not members of the being a realtor. There's another million in companies and like just agents. So we might see a huge increase in NAR membership just because of this. So there might be something going on in the background that we're not aware of.
One thing I wanted to mention, Tony, is that it did specifically say that you have to be a member on that date, that August 17th date. So, if you, it's really important, I think, to be a member for the purposes of this settlement, regardless of what the dates are. It's best to get in front of this, stay informed, use your buyer's agreements, definitely understand commissions and how to discuss them with your clients. And we had another question. Victoria had asked, who pays is negotiable? Absolutely, as it always has been, as NAR has been saying all along, everything's negotiable in our business. People have options. One of my best points, Tony, and I think I say this in every video we do, the purest form of capitalism here is the for sale by owner. For sale by owners can choose not to hire an agent and sell their home on their own. And yet, trying to avoid commission, what do they do? The smart ones, at least, and many of them, the majority of them, specifically say, I will pay a buyer's agent. So I don't think commission's going away. The fact that a for sale by owner will offer to pay a commission means that sellers, for the most part, still understand the value that we bring as agents. So that's my take.
Yeah, and I'll try to keep this short. Is the one thing I've been trying to explain, and many things, is one of the main concerns agents have is that now, if it's not in the MLS and sellers are not picking a amount that they agree to pay up front, it's going to hurt us with our buyers with multiple offers. So they were worried that they would now, because the seller's not automatically giving that their offers are not going to be as strong. And I tried to explain this being a broker and hearing from agents for many years is buyers agents compensation has always been up for grabs and negotiable in multiple offers. I've used to get met. So I tell agents, do you understand that you in multiple offers, you were going against agents that weren't taking a commission? And they're like, we were. I thought sellers had to pay it. No, they don't. If the buyer agent doesn't want it, example, a buyer, I've had many agents buy their own properties and they say, I wanted to waive my commission for the sellers to get this multiple on property. Or I had agents call me and go, this is my brother and he's missed out on so many offers and it's X amount of commission. Can I offer that back to the seller as an incentive to help me get my brother into this house? Yes. So the thought process that you're because we're going to be asking for the buyer's going to be asking the seller to pay their buyer's agent's commission is really that it's always been that way, even in multiple offer situation. And I hopefully that
Tony, we did it. We did it when we bought our house. We cut our commission down to just a small flat fee to cover expenses, and I've done it for clients before. I mean, obviously I'm like every other capitalist in the world. I like to get paid as much as possible, but it has always been on the table. What a great point, Tony. Thanks for sharing that. We're at time, so I'll hang out for a couple extra minutes. Tony's got to get to his next meeting, but we'll answer a few questions, hear your comments. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, smash that subscribe button. Please like and follow the 21 Mike Team page on Facebook. And of course, if you're listening to our podcast, Free Beer in Real Estate, I'm so sorry, the free beer is tomorrow. Thanks, guys. We'll see you all next week.
have a good day. See you next week.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike Team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.